You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Talk Skills podcast. My name is Simo. Today, I'm joined by Jake. Hello, Jake.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
We also got Jed.
All right, mate.
And we also got Billy Boy.
How we doing?
We're back, boys. And not only just back, we're sexier as ever. This podcast has got at least 10% sexier. We all have beards now. We all of us, top to bottom, have beards for the first time ever, folks.
Remember when we had a sponsorship and we were all really well groomed?
Yeah.
This is what you're missing out on, Manscaped.
Oh yeah. This is what happens when you get dropped by Manscaped. maybe we'll have us back one day. Anyway, boys, in approximately 1 minute and a half, we're gonna do this in a minute or so. We're gonna do a draft competition, see who can be the winner. Obviously, it'll be me, but we'll do it anyway, just to see what happens. We've got about a minute. Jakey boy, have you got your picks in mind? I know Billy's already. He's got a watch list. I don't have a watch list. I'm cuffing this, boys. I know.
It was obvious, mate. Quick one, mind.
You gotta have a watch list.
I do have a team in mind. I do have a team in mind, whether or not you three fucking completely ruin it for me. I think it's going to be extremely plausible.
If I don't get Mo Salah, I'm just going to cut the episode short. Start again.
You shouldn't have said that, Simo.
Right, we're starting in 6 seconds. 6 seconds, boys. Here we go. Who's going to be first, right?
It's
not me. Jake, have you opened the... I forgot to ask you, mate. Have you opened the...
Yeah.
Oh, is it me? Mate. Oh, it's me?
Oh, no, it says, boys.
It's Jake. Oh, I thought it just because it...
Oh, he's picked... Oh,
he's took Salah and he bitch.
You bastard.
You bitch. Oh, it's me now. Oh, right. Kane or De Bruyne? De Bruyne.
Oh, Simo. Right.
Jed's
right, who we got on?
Real disadvantage in this.
Yeah. Hang on, it's me again. I'm back.
You need to say what you're picking, boys.
Trent.
Oh, I went Son first time.
I've gone.
Oh, it's
Kane
me again.
So far.
It's me again. Oh, hello, Haaland. Come on, I'm big mugging. Well, saying that for his trophy, he's sort of Community Shield display. I don't know if I should be picking him.
Andy Robertson.
That was going to be
that's
mine.
That's against the rules, Billy. Against the rules.
Louis Diaz for me.
Diaz. Oh, Jake, I think it's you again, mate.
Oh, it's me again. Oh no. Jesus wasn't for Arsenal.
I was going to pick Jesus.
I'm going Cancelo.
Oh,
you
nice.
Coward. You fucking coward. Packing defenders already. Coward's a lot. You say, who am I going for?
Left with Forest defenders, mate.
Could pick Bruno Fernandes, but I do hate the man. Please despise do. The man. I like his passing when it comes off, but I don't know. I'll go Darwin, Haaland and Darwin, the new fucking faces of the Premier League. Have both of them. You're not going to do that. There we go. Let's draft you, son.
Right.
Boys, I've got Haaland and Darwin and fucking sit behind them, De Bruyne. Game over.
It's not bad, is it?
Go home.
Who do I want?
Mate, I've got Robertson and Cancelo. I wouldn't worry too much.
I've gone for Raheem Sterling and Phil Foden.
Oh, he was going to be mine.
It's me again.
I've just realised my watch list is just full of all the best players and it's rapidly declining.
It's gone.
Yeah, so is mine.
Yeah.
I shook the top 20 best players in and there's like 8 left.
man.
Boys, I'm struggling. Not only am I struggling to scroll through the list, I'm struggling to decide who I want.
Simo, I'm going to prepare to fail.
Shut up, you cunt.
I've got to be honest, Jeff, when you said that it's really quick in 90 seconds, I believed you, but this is going fairly slow, to be fair.
That's what I said, mate.
I was banking on everyone picking a little bit sooner, but, you know.
But you said 90 seconds.
Where are all the players?
It does feel like it goes really quick. I think it does anyway.
He's only got 20
seconds left, Simo.
Yeah.
Don't worry, mate. I'm all right.
Solanke's up there, Simo. Why don't you stick him up front with Haaland and Nunes?
I was looking for Ederson, but I couldn't find him. What's that? I'm going to go get the big dog in.
10 seconds.
There you go.
There it is.
Loads of time, boys. Think of all the things you can do in 90 seconds.
Is it Simo's pick again? Oh, no.
No, it's not. No. I've not picked in ages, by the way. This is a joke.
who do I go for? Bukayo Saka, get yourself in there.
Wise.
I'm going for the man who is calm as you like. It's Mr. Virgil van Dijk.
Oh,
nice little rhyme there.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's me again.
Just song that
it's you again,
else,
mate. Yeah, you stopped your bitching now.
Yeah. Double pick. I think I am going to go for... This is a tricky one because...
It's a beard stroker, ain't it?
Timo Werner is right there, mate. Just fucking have him. just sitting there waiting to be picked.
Take Werner. No, I'm saving him for the worst ones, mate. I'm going to go for Van Dijk's Liverpool defensive partner and all-round good guy, Alisson Becker.
I thought you were going to say Joe Matip, and I was like, really?
All-round
big Joe Matip. Who we got? Billy Boy, what are you thinking? What's going through your little Billy head?
I don't know. I'm looking down my watch list and I've realised that I can't little just Billy Man City Liverpool players.
Now, see, so you're like, oh, I'm a watch list. Now you're zeroed in the watch list, whereas I'm out here, you know, digging through it, mate.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to play it boring, but I'm going to go for a goalkeeper in Jose Sarr.
Oh, good choice, though.
Oh, it's me. It's me. Right. Here we go. Right. I want Coutinho, but I know he will be injured for many, many games.
Please don't
many
say
games.
That.
Many, many games. Danny Welbeck, just for the... Right,
Welbeck.
Yeah, mate. He's got at least one overhead kick, and I think you get extra points for that. Screamers points for that.
Screamers points, yeah.
Right. Stuck between Bowen and Mahrez.
Bowen plays Man City on the opening day.
Then maybe Mahrez. But well, Mahrez, he will play, won't he? He'll play quite a lot. But that's the thing, you never tell with a Pep team because they get so many fucking good players.
This is the thing.
Not a Scooby-Doo who's going to start. Maybe Bernardo Silva. He's a safe pick, isn't he?
He is a potential.
Yeah.
That's if he doesn't leave to Barcelona.
Okay. Well, I'll get my fucking money back then, won't I, Billy?
I've gone for Aaron Ramsdale. No,
you won't. Do not.
I've gone Aaron Ramsdale. And Ramsdale. I'm also going to go for James Ward-Prowse.
He was on my list.
He's in my actual fantasy team as well. It's back to me.
Same here.
Right, I think I'm going to go... Do you know what? Can I play a front three, put Tony in the middle of Darwin and Haaland? Just have the most play.
Yeah, you get 15 picks, so yeah, you can. Yeah.
Because I think he will score
need
goals.
To pick a forward.
Yeah.
I'm having
having a front. I tell you what, my team's like no bad boys.
Who have you gone for?
I've been Ivan Tony.
Oh, you're going to need to pick some defenders soon, Simo. You got none on there.
I'm not picking any defenders.
Well, you're going to end up with Titus Bramble and Jake Scott Van Dijk.
He's the only player on my watch list, Titus. Van Dijk.
Oh, man. See, I'm stuck between Jamie Vardy and Ollie Watkins.
Well, we all know you're going to pick Ollie Watkins, though.
Just because you've said that.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I can't believe I got 3 turns to my pick.
2 for me. Jake, you know it's you, don't you?
Yeah, I'm just looking. And I think I'm going to go for Perisic at Tottenham.
Ooh. Ah, he's a good one, that. He'll probably play a lot.
You know what? He's a cheap defender,
yeah, he's a cheap little defender who could bag you some goals.
This is the thing about the draft, though, is that there's no spend limit. So,
yeah,
it really is just anyone you want, as long as they're available.
Yeah. Hence why I've got Haaland, Darwin and De Bruyne and Bernardo Silva on the same day.
Is it me again? It is. Reece James.
Son of a whore. The player was hovering. Oh shit, you can see my screen. You can see I'm hovering over.
You
just see it.
You were looking at it. I was looking at other players and then I see James on your screen and I was like, that's a good shout. Thanks.
So good.
Bollocks. That's not good. It's a tough one. Tough old game, boys.
Brilliant stuff.
Fuck, I really don't know. Aaron Hickey, new to the Prem.
Ooh,
put in my team.
That's a bit of left field.
Interesting. I like it. I like the balls.
The wild card.
Yeah.
Thank you, Simo.
No balls for me. Ruben Dias.
I am looking at...
Oh, fuck this watch list off.
Zaha for me. And
starts every week.
And I'm gonna
starts go. Every week, but a tough opening few games.
I'm going to go for Martin Odegaard as well.
Arsenal captain.
The new captain.
Mm. Assists.
I don't know why I was scrolling down the list actively looking for Odegaard to pick him there. Son of a bitch.
I'll tell you what, the only thing with Odegaard I would say is he probably gets more pre-assists than actual assists.
Am I just picking the entire Man City team? Roger.
Surely you've not actually gone Roger.
Oh, you haven't picked Roger, have you?
Roger, yeah, he's gone for a defensive midfielder. This is how you know I'm playing with amateurs.
Jesus Christ, Simo.
We're not playing FIFA.
You just
want to,
just
want to
throw away some booking points, don't you?
Oh, shit. Yeah, he gets a lot of... Oh, well. I don't know. So I wonder what you just heard there. It was me realising this isn't Football Manager.
Why is nobody picking Rodri? He's classic.
Base of the midfield.
Yeah. Oh, Fabinho or Rodri?
Both, if I'm playing.
Shit. Martinelli.
Ooh. Mm.
Nice.
Sacra I'm Martinelli.
Go James Maddison.
Mm.
And now I am.
Would
I'm going
to
go for.
If I was to get at my actual fantasy league team, just see.
I'm going to go for Ronaldo as well because he's always due a goal, isn't he?
He is, but it's whether he'll play.
Unless he leaves, which is going to fuck everything up.
Oh shit, it's me.
If you don't mind, the belly boy.
So, next pick is a defender, and his name is Kieran Trippier.
Fuck you, man. That was my.
It's a great choice.
It's a good pick. Son of... It's a good pick.
That's all I say, pieces.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm just going to go with. I mean, Ronaldo will take the pens if he stays. If he doesn't take the pens, Bruno will take the pens. Draft Bruno Fernandes.
Ooh. Right, I'm going for Jota. Here goes Jota.
Ah, he was mine.
And, and I'm also going to pick Matty Cash.
Good choice. Yeah.
No, Luca Dean.
Oh, it's me.
Matty Cash.
Right, where do we go? How am I completing
this? Like you can change your mind.
Right. Do you know what? Come on, Arnold. Jared, son. Pumping Danny Dyer's daughter, so...
I thought Bowen would... I didn't think Bowen would last that long, to be fair.
What, Jared? You don't know that.
Not barely.
How dare you?
Not...
I thought he might get picked sooner. That's what I meant. No comment on Jared Bowen's bedroom.
Jamie.
I'm going to go for West Ham striker Antonio.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And, I was going to pick
could
Antonio.
Could be sharing the minutes with Scamacca. Yeah.
Mm. He's always due a goal, though, isn't he? And then for my other. Oh, it's tough.
Oh, fuck, I'm next.
I'm going to go Joel Matip. It's always a solid clean sheet when he's not injured.
I get you one goal a season.
He had his one wonderful Maisie run goal a season.
See, it's between two. But I'm not going to say them because someone's going to pick it. So, Kulusevski.
I know who I'm picking.
Oh, Kulusevski's a good shout.
Connor Cody, underrated.
Connor Cody. I'm going for Benjamin Mendy. Not Benjamin Mendy. What's the... Edouard Mendy. Edouard Mendy, that's his name.
17 minutes in, I'll cut that.
I'm going for Kurt Mendy.
We'll cut around the big man.
My next pick is Zinchenko.
Oh, that's a good belting shout.
Ah, fuck it. I'll roll a dice on Ben Chilwell.
Ooh.
Let's pick up that. Let's see that little bit of form he had at the beginning of last season. If he can get anywhere near that, I think he'll be
back
okay.
Back to me. And the player that the other player I wanted to pick was Riyad Mahrez. And now that is my midfielder's sorted.
Bastard.
Bastard.
I'm going to go for Mason Mount.
Ooh.
And then for my next pick, it's getting pretty thin. I'm going to go for Harvey Barnes of Leicester.
Oh,
that's a bit. That's not a bad shout. That is not bad.
Harvey Barnes is a good pick, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's me again. Jesus.
He's been picked, mate. He's already been picked.
For fuck's sake. The only real one I've got my eye on now, forward anyway, is Callum Wilson.
Oh, injury prone.
Yeah.
He'll score when he plays. It's such a...
Yeah, he will, yeah.
And he's got Forest on the opening day, so...
Oh, do you know what? Cresswell might not be a bad shout.
What first, though? The goal or the injury?
The million-dollar question.
Oh, do I go for like a...
Fucking hell, at least I've got Jamie Vardy to cover for him, who's not injury-prone at all.
Come on in, Aaron Cresswell.
Ooh. Great shout.
Right. I think I've got all my midfield players now.
It'll be blanked out if you do.
Yeah.
Do we pick formations or is it?
Go, wait. I think you get to pick your team after the draft is all sorted. God, I'm struggling here. I'm going to go for Patrick Bamford. Patrick Bamford.
That's not a bad show.
The only thing is, he's very bang average.
Yeah, he is.
Cucurella.
Head on a stick, though, isn't he? Head on a stick. I know he's got a wee bit more.
Cucurella is going to be mine.
Stolen from me.
I really want to pick Kieran Tierney, but his legs are made of rich tea biscuits and they will inevitably fall to pieces like four games into the season. So,
oh, yeah.
But he's very good when he's...
rich tea biscuits.
Maybe Matt Target's going to have a decent...
Well, he's another one that's very bang average, Simo. You already know this.
Oh, no. Matty Target, underrated, yo. It's getting rough down here. Look at Dinya still there. Look at Dinya still there.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Go with Matt Target. Matt Target's the better one, isn't he? Better fullback. Go on, Simo.
Nah, do you know what? Yeah, let's get Dinya. Let's get him.
Oh, fuck off.
Was that your next, was it?
It was going to be.
That's that's a cherry on top, they call that, where I come from.
So
it's getting tense now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. I'm only going to pick Villa players from now on. I've only got two players left.
Blind loyalty, that.
Diego Carlos, new signing, absolute rock at the back, and he scored a goal yesterday in the final preseason game. Welcome.
I'm going to go for my last defender, which is going to be Koulibaly for Chelsea.
Ooh,
I mean, he's a good player, but I don't know how that's going to work out. And do you know what? They'll probably be fine.
See how it goes. My last pick.
I think
pick.
They'll revert to like back four, won't they? It'll just be him and Big Thiago.
My last pick for my goalkeeper, just to piss Billy off.
Fuck off, Dave.
I knew you were going to go for Martinez.
He looks like my next pick.
I thought he was going to be Billy's first pick.
Oh, fuck off, Jake. Oh, now it's just like just any fucking goalkeeper. So this last pick is pointless because they're not going to get in over. Well, they probably will over Jose Sarr. Fuck
Scott sake. Carson.
Scott Carson.
Surely.
Only I mean, champion, he is former Villa,
Champions
to be
League
fair.
Winner. He's a Champions League winner as well.
Oh, Nick.
It's the only option for
just
me.
Just get it done. Just you get it fucking sorted.
Tom Heaton, still on the books, you know?
Oh,
there you go, Billy.
Cast
your mind back.
You know? I'll never forgive you, Jake.
Unlucky.
Oh, it's me now. Fabianski or David De Gea? Ah, big Fabianski. Come on down, big lad. Come on.
my last pick is I'm weighing up either Craig Dawson or Azpilicueta.
Last pick of the whole thing. This is Jed.
I know.
Combine them and pick Azpilicueta.
He's like really quick, but really tall.
Yeah. He gets it.
Don't forget Azpilicueta's on the way to Barca.
All right, I'm going Craig Dawson. Thanks, Billy.
What about Dan Burn?
Oh, yeah. Dan Burn. Oh, sorry, Dan. Next time, Dan. Sorry,
Dan. Right.
Sorry, big lad. Right. We know you're watching. Right.
We've all got our teams then.
Right.
It's now a case of just waiting for the season to start, seeing how we get on. And then, obviously, options as well.
Are we allowed to use, like, the bench boost and stuff like that that they have in the normal game?
I don't
know. It doesn't look like it.
I don't think we are. My
team is perfect for the opening day.
Yeah, like mine's Rodri, pretty solid as well, actually.
I'm afraid you're going to have to come out, Mr. Rodri.
Forever.
You were a mistake. I don't think Chilwell's going to start, so I think he might, though. Dino will start, won't he? Who have Wolves got in the first day? Leeds? Right. Leeds have got all out. I think. Do you know what? Yeah, let's.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And there you have it, folks. Okay. That's my team.
Shall we recap who we've gone or who we've got?
Yeah.
Simo start.
Right, okay, so front to back, I've went for a 3-4-3. We've got Ederson and goal, which is good. Quite happy with that one. In the back line, we've got Ruben Dias, Connor Cody, Lucadinha. I mainly went for players that I think would just, that'll be fairly conservative teams that might get the occasional assist from a back line. And then it's all just goals and assists in the midfield. De Bruyne, Bernardo Silva, Bruno Fernandes and Jared Bowen. And up front, which I'm very pleased with, we got Haaland, Darwin and Ivan Toney. Ivan Toney, if he can keep his head screwed on and not get his head turned, I think he'll be decent again and have another good season. And I think Haaland will come good, despite his failure at the Community Shield. And Darwin, I think will have a very good season. Up next. Go on, boys.
Very nice.
Go on, who's next?
So I'll go next. In goal, I have Alisson, Becker. I have a back three of Van Dijk, Perisic and James. So Van Dijk for the clean sheet and the other two for goals and assists, and that's it. And I've got five. I've packed my midfield with five. Again, just goals and assists. Salah, Diaz, Madison, Mount and Barnes. I'm expecting some big points from that midfield, especially on the opening day. Some interesting players with some interesting position. And then up top, I've got Gabriel, Jesus and Ronaldo as my opening two. Although I might potentially shift Ronaldo for Antonio, depending on whether he's spat his dummy out or not.
You're moving the last day. You're moving the last day and you'll forget to change your team.
Day. Yeah. I'll forget to change my team.
Right. So I've gone for 3-5-2. I've gone for Edouard Mendy to start in goal. Ramsdale is my other keeper, but I do think that Palace will probably score when they play Arsenal. And I don't think Everton will score against Chelsea. So I've got pure goals and assists in this back three. Alexander-Arnold, Matty Cash and Zinchenko. So there's no defending going on there at all. It's all attacking fullbacks. Midfield five, Sterling, Foden, Ward-Prowse, Zaha and Odegaard. And then you got up top, Kane and Bamford. I will eventually put Diogo Jota in for Bamford, but he's got a little orange, not quite fit marker.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to play. And then, yeah, Cucurella and Dawson on the bench as well, just to bolster the squad.
Hmm.
So I have gone for a 4-5-1 formation with Nick Pope starting on the opening day against Forest. The back four of Robertson, Cancelo, Diego Carlos, Kieran Trippier. Midfield five is Heung-min Son, Bukayo Saka, Gabriel Martinelli, Kulusevski and Riyad Mahrez, and the lone striker up top is the one, the only, Sir Ollie Watkins. Subject to change.
Lone
subject
striker.
To change. Subject to change. I've got Vardy and Wilson on the bench who are playing Brentford and Forest.
Right,
Watkins
boys.
Is playing Bournemouth.
Starting, yeah. Start with Jakey boy. I want you to all make the case why you think you're going to win.
Mo Salah.
Case on point, moving on. Jed.
Why am I going to win?
Yeah.
Because, one, I think that Simo and Jake will sometimes forget to do their teams.
Almost certainly. Almost
and,
certainly.
And two, I think my team is better than Billy's. So that automatically just puts me at the top.
Mm.
Fight and talk.
The reason I will win is because I think that I'm going to be the only one interested in 2 months' time.
Mm. I think there may be a chance that Jed might be hanging in there, but me and Jake will be we'll forgot this ever happened. You will bring it up in conversation. There will be evidence on Spotify and on TikTok and wherever else we're going to upload that this happened. And me and Jake will say, I think you're lying.
I don't have that app.
I think I've got the best team. I've got Haaland and Darwin to do. I've got the poster boys. You know, Salah, he's going to be considered old news, even though we score the most goals and get the most assists and be the best player. You know, this is where the new poster, but you know, and that's what
the thing is.
The majority of FPL points come from overhead kicks and poster boys. And I have that in abundance. So I'm going to win.
Fighting right talk, mate.
Well, we've got to make it a regular feature on future pods.
Yeah,
where
I think
we're at in the league. A league update. Yeah.
We're gonna do the draft one, draft update as well as the normal update. Or
mm-hmm. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah,
we'll do all the updates.
Yeah. Cool.
All the updates.
People want to know this information.
Do they?
People need to know.
Yeah. They do.
People need to know how many points Rodri's lost Simo.
That's a shocking pick.
What are you thinking? So bad. It's like... It's like back in the day, Simo's gone for...
At the time I was sat with De Bruyne, Haaland and Darwin, and I was like, oh, it's going to be boring if I'm like winning in fucking October. You know what I mean? I'm like way out in front. You know, in October. So I thought, you know what, Rodri, I'll take those.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be funny when Rodri scores 20 goals.
Yeah, he scored 10 goals. Do you know when Gundogan came out of nowhere? Yeah. Do you know when Gundogan came out of nowhere and scored like 15 goals?
Yeah.
just out of the blue. That'll be Rodri.
Calvin Phillips hasn't signed for nothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's a... Forgot he
was. Oh, yeah.
That team is ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah, it's just stupidly good.
It's mad.
It's a stupidly good team. Right, I think we should finish up, boys.
Superb.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah. Superb.
Thank you very much for listeners. If you've made it this far, highly doubt it, but we do appreciate you. We'll be back with our normal resumed Premier League reviews and all that sort of stuff, and some other newer stuff coming as well. We're going to do a behind the scream show where we talk about anything but football. We're looking forward to doing. Or as we like to call it, filler for the midweek. For when there's no Champions League, you know. So you can expect some of those. But we're going to have a strong year again, I'm sure. And we will be very grateful if you follow us along the journey. So thanks very much. Until next time. Cheerio, bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.